Yeah, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio. We just heard some ancestral Afro-Venezuelan rhythms. We just heard some ancestral Afro-Venezuelan rhythms meeting futuristic Latin jazz, raw funk, and Afrobeat. That was Raúl Monsalve y Los Forajidos. And the new album actually came out 2020. It's called Bichos, and that means insects. And wow, so cute. Each song is named after a different beautiful little biting creature. That song we heard was Mosquito, and it featured the vocals of Betsaida Machado, an Afro-Venezuelan vocalist who is, well, amazing. Huge voice. And yeah, I saw her at the Vancouver Folk Fest years ago. Her percussionist gave me a bill for Dos Bolivares, and I still carry it in my wallet. Wow, strong connection there. Raúl Monsalve right there. He's the bass player in that band, by the way. And they bring together musicians from Venezuela, from Paris, from London to make this amazing new album of his. Before that, we heard Sons of Kemet, led by the great saxophonist Shabaka Hutchins. And the song was brand new. I think it's just a single. Maybe they got an album coming out called Hustle, featuring Koji Radical. So very cool music right there. Yeah, hip-hop meets jazz meets space stations. And before that, we heard Moroccan band Bab Blues, the song Ila Mata. That came out last year, and it is some beautiful new blues focusing on the guembri, the traditional lute of Moroccan folk music. And let me remind you what is happening in the background over the course of this first hour. The amazing new Pakistani band Jaubi, from their album Nafs at Peace. And yes, check it out. It's great. It's even better if I'm not speaking over it, I reckon. And we're already in the second hour of the show, so I'm gonna move aside and let the music from Nigeria take you away. Yes, we are gonna travel to Ibadan in Oyo State, Nigeria.
Hello, this is Boris Chassaigne. To get a feel on what's happening across the country, listen to Viewpoints. For reports, interviews, and documentaries on politics, arts and culture, the environment, housing, and more. Thanks to 30 journalists stationed in the Canadian provinces and territories. Local news nationwide. Mondays at 4:30 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM and streaming online at cjsf.ca.
Soca's first and second year social is happening soon. Join us at Soca, the Students of Caribbean and African Ancestry, in the Student Union Building, room 1430, on Friday, October 4th, from 5 p.m. onwards. This event is for the first and second years to meet and connect with new friends. All are welcome. See you there.
Among the Abinisalo, me, Amato, my bed is singing. Baba paramuni baba ijo ase baba lo fi ijo baba ko la supo ni baba laduwa o olase o lo fi ijo omo bi e bi ni salo emi o remi lekun won la supo o obi omo bi e bi ni salo emi omo to wa gbe ni sini
Yeah, wandering rhythms here, traveling through the music of Oyo State, Nigeria. And this last song we heard, the first one actually, was Chief Dr. Alhaji Sikiru Ayinde Barrister and his Fuji Londoners. So the music, okay, all you got to take from that really is that the music is called Fuji. Not to be confused with Fiji or Mount Fuji in Japan. Fuji is an indigenous style of music, and this man, Mr. Ayinde Barrister, is known as the greatest Fuji practitioner of them all. He passed away about 10 years ago, but yes, he was a force on the Oyo State music scene. Not sure if that music got internationally known, but they sure went for it because that album was called Fuji Disco. That's from 1980, what we just heard. And still hearing it. He's still gracing our airwaves. But I guess they were just straight up going for the disco wave, hoping somebody will buy the album purely because it says disco on the cover. But, I mean, I'm not hearing the disco, personally. it sounds like all folk music, hand percussion, no drum machines there. Nor is the beat about a disco tempo. Nor is it in a 4/4 time like disco. But hey, you know, let them lean into the disco scene a bit. Yeah, so 1980 music right there. Fuji is one of the more known or more locally made styles of music in Ibadan, Nigeria. So just tell you a little bit about the place. It is the biggest city in Nigeria by size. In fact, until the 70s, it was the biggest city in sub-Saharan Africa. It is the third biggest by population in Nigeria, and it's very close to the biggest city of them all. The enormous Lagos is only 3 hours drive to the south. For some reason, I checked it out on the online maps, how long it would take. 3 hours. A little bit of construction in between. Not too bad today. Like 120 kilometers to the northeast of Lagos, and not too far from Benin to the west, about another 120 kilometers from Ibadan. So, yes, I'll tell you a bit more as we move our way along, but next we're going to hear a band also from the big city, Ibadan. This is a crazy band. They are one of the most exciting psych rock bands in Africa, in the world, you could say, from back in the 70s. This is from the year 1972. The song Allah Wakbar and the band Ofo the Black Company. So these guys, the main guitarist, band leader, played in a military band, got tired of it, wanted to go psychedelic. Of course, rock music was taken over, high life music was taken over. So these guys went pretty much straight rock. This is, people call this like proto metal almost because it's so heavy. From 1972, and these guys got international. They actually first got their big moment when they played at Fela Kuti's Shrine Club. They actually played with Ginger Baker one evening, who was the drummer from Cream. And a little side note about this band, Ofo the Black Company, is that they claimed that Queen stole their song "We Will Rock You." So, I mean, not the first time that African musicians have had their song stolen, but who knows? That would be amazing. If "We Will Rock You," boom, boom, tsh, boom, boom. Tsh. Imagine if that was the African song to begin with like all the extra percussion and stuff. Wow, maybe somebody will make it. Anyways, here we go. Though some psych rock, one of a kind band right here, Ofo the Black Company, on Wandering Rhythms in Ibadan, Nigeria.
The motherfuck of Africa.
I should be.
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. I'm your host, Nick Legacy. And we just heard from Sasha P right there. The song was The Only One. And she is known as the first lady of Nigerian hip hop. Yes, she's been rapping for over a decade now. And she's also a businesswoman, lawyer, and motivational speaker. Don't know how those things go together. Not going to make bad jokes about rapping about the law and stuff, but I don't know how to make those jokes anyway. So, yeah, Sasha P right there. Before that, we heard another kind of poppy thing. That was a Skookie, musician, also from Ibadan. Most of these guys are and women are from Ibadan, the big city, the biggest in Nigeria, third most populous. Song by Skookie was Owello. That is from 2018. I liked it. It was it was definitely pretty poppy, but it had some interesting drumming, not just like drum machines. It had some real African drumming, you know. And before that, we heard Ofo the Black Company. That one's like total outlier on this hour of Ibadanian music. The song was Allah Wakbar from 1972, was their first single. I think they made a couple albums, but eventually they got kind of, brushed aside by the record label. And the psych music scene kind of pitter-pattered out. But yeah, a legendary group. And it's great how all these old psych African bands especially are getting their due after so long in obscurity, and probably just a few hundred or maybe a few thousand copies made. So one thing I just want to say about that is it's Ibadan with the song called Allah Wakbar. There is a strong Muslim influence in the city, it seems, and you notice that as well in the Fuji music at the beginning of the show. Like it almost, it has a Middle Eastern almost flavor to it with the vocals and stuff, but there's certainly the traditional percussion is certainly very African in the polyrhythms and just like the drum orchestra kind of style. I just love it so much, especially the talking drum, the boom, 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 boom. You hold it under your arm and you fluctuate you tighten the skin and untighten it, and it just makes the boom, 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 boom. That's such a warm and fun sound. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Fuji music. And we're going to hear, okay, next. This is exciting. We have not one, but two identical twin bands coming up, both from Ibadan. The one we're going to hear next is the more well-known of the two. It's two sisters. They are called the Lijadu sisters, and they actually went international. We're touring around the world, and they made a real interesting mix of music that has a lot of different influences. Certainly, some of their stuff is like traditional percussion. Some of their stuff is very almost sounds like it could be a European band singing in English, and also singing in, I think, in Yoruba. That's one of the main cultures in the area of Oyo State, by the way. So we're going to hear the Lijadu sisters, and then we're going to hear the twin brothers of Twin X after that. But this song, not any longer, the Lijadu sisters of Ibadan, Nigeria. Oh, by the way, Sade is also from that city, but you've probably heard her already. Maybe not these two, though. And this one's like genuine African disco. And check out this talking drum. Oh, yeah. Lijadu Sisters on Wandering Rhythms.